Hi, welcome to Youth English. I'm Peter.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。Well, Sam, what's your plan for this weekend?
Well, I plan on going to the Great Wall.
Well, the weather forecast just said gonna be a downpour on weekend.
Oh, really? Well, I was hoping to see kind of one of the normal touristy sites in Beijing.
Mm-hmm.
But if push comes to shove and it rains, I can go to maybe Forbidden City. Because a lot of the attractions are inside, and I can stay out of the rain.
Yeah, Forbidden City is fantastic.
Sure.
那么刚才的对话呢，我问 Sam 说，这个周末他有什么打算？ Sam 说准备去长城。但是呢，我跟 Sam 提醒一下，说是呢，这个周末有可能呢，有暴雨。Sam 想到说，如果这个情况发生的话，往往是这种坏的情况发生。刚才的对话当中，我们用到了昨天讲到的 idiom, when push comes to shove, 翻译成中文呢是，当出现了一个自己不想发生的这种情况，或者说呢一个很糟糕的情况出现了。对 Sam 来讲，如果说周末有暴风雨的话呢，他可能准备去紫禁城或者说故宫，因为故宫呢它是一个室内的一个参观的一个地方，所以呢可能不会受到暴风雨的影响。 So push come to shove 是我们昨天讲到的一种翻译成中文呢是糟糕的情况出现。And what about today's idiom, Sam?
Well, we still have a pushing idiom. Today's pushing idiom is push the envelope. Push the envelope. Envelope is E-N-V-E-L-O-P-E. Push the envelope.
那么在今天的 idiom 里面，同样呢，它的动词是 push， 但是呢，后面的名词呢，是我们熟悉的 envelope。我们写信的时候呢，我们写完信，需要把我们的信放到信封里面。那么英文单词是 envelope， 但是今天 push the envelope 表示说把信封给推走了，听起来非常的怪。It's very strange. We don't normally push the envelope, right?
No.
We sealed the envelope.
We mail the envelope.
We mailed the envelope, right?
Yeah, we can stamp the envelope.
Right.
Write on the envelope, but I don't know why we're pushing it. Maybe we're just really bored, and so
right.
we have nothing to do. So we'll just, hey, Peter, let's go push some envelope.
Maybe it's part of the process, the mailman push the envelope.
Yeah, it's possible.
Well, it sounds very strange.
Yeah.
So let's do a conversation to show how we use push the envelope.
Good idea.
Let's start. Hey, Sam, I have a question for you.
Oh, okay, sure.
So how fast do you think the future train may travel?
How fast?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know some of them right now go like 300 kilometers an hour or something. So maybe in the future, I would guess maybe 600 kilometers an hour.
Well, Sam, be bold.
700 kilometers?
Well, it's more than seven. Well, now, the fastest train, we call the magnetic train, can travel pretty close, like 500 kilometers per hour.
Oh, wow.
But you know what? In the future, the scientist now is developing a kind of brand new train, travel in a vacuum tube, and can travel as fast as 1,200 kilometers in the future.
Whoa, 1,200. That's really pushing the envelope.
Yeah, put it that way. If you want to travel from Beijing to Shanghai, now you fly, it takes like 1.5 hours or maybe 2 hours.
Yeah.
And by train, it will be 4 or 5 hours. But in the future, just 1 hour. You're done.
Wow. So, wow, that kind of speed, the train is actually faster than the airplane.
Right.
But if they're going to push the envelope to that kind of speed, I don't know, that sounds pretty dangerous. Would you be brave enough to ride a train that goes that fast?
Well, I have to think about it, right? I have to think twice because it's too fast.
Yeah, well, maybe if they make it, we'll let it run for a couple months. If there's no crashes or any disasters, well, we can give it a try.
We can take the train after all the safety procedures being carried out, you know, with details.
Definitely.
All right. 那么刚才的对话呢，用到了 push the envelope. 它的场景是呢，我问 Sam 说，你知道现在最快的火车能跑多快吗？ Sam 呢，这个 scratch his head, 挠了挠脑袋说，大概能有300-400公里吧。我们知道呢，现在我们说高铁啊，还有一些比较快的动车，最快的速度能可以达到350公里。那么最快的呢，我们说那个磁悬浮可以达到接近500公里。萨姆想了想啊，大概600-700公里。我跟萨姆说，你再大胆一些，能不能想一想，比如说再快一些。萨姆再想再想，700-800公里已经到头了 ，is the top。我跟萨姆说，萨姆，你想没想到现在呢，有一种火车呢，它在一个真空管里面在运行，它没有任何的叫 wind resistance， 没有任何风阻，它的时速呢可以达到1200公里。 那么以后呢，如果说我们从北京到上海只需要一个小时。上面听完之后大吃一惊，他觉得现在的技术的的确确是 push the envelope， 的确呢是超越了极限。那么用到了我们今天讲到的 idiom push the envelope， 翻译成中文呢是突破了极限。所以呢今天这个 envelope 和我们说邮信的那个信封没有任何的关系，它是这个词的另外的一个意思，翻译成中文呢是在科技方面的一个范围，一个极限。如果说人能够 push the envelope， 表示说能够 go beyond the limit， 超越了这个极限。
So we can use it with situations like today with technology.
Right. So could you give us another expansion scenario?
Yeah, sure. Why don't we try an area where we might use it with humans, not technology.
For instance?
Well, maybe there's a person working in a company in an office, and for some reason he wants to maybe be fired from the company.
Right?
Yeah, maybe he doesn't want to be the one to quit. So to try to get fired from the company, maybe he really hates his work, I don't know why, but he kind of wants to push the envelope, see what he can get away with before he gets fired. So basically wants to have a little fun before he gets fired.
Alright, I got it. 那么说在工作场景当中我们可以用到今天的 push the envelope， 它的场景呢有些怪。那么一个人呢他想主动的被公司裁掉，他想找更多的理由，那么说呢他必须呢要犯很多的错误，尽量呢要挑战公司的这个制度的极限。比如说在办公室里不允许抽烟，他在那抽烟，不允许大声说话呢，他在那嚷嚷，同时呢他呢跟老板呢可能说顶着干。那么这种情况下呢，对于公司来讲，这个员工的行为的的确确是 push the envelope， 翻译成中文呢是挑战了公司的这个制度的一个底线，或者说这个制度的极限。那么这种员工他希望能够被开除，但是呢可能有些情况下公司呢就是不开除你，不管你怎么闹，怎么去这个违反纪律，那么 you stay， we don't care。
Yeah， well actually I have heard of people doing thisBecause maybe they're in some sort of contract with the company. So they can't quit because they're under contract. But if they get fired, well then they can leave the company.
Right. 那么有的时候呢，这个员工可能说有另外一家公司要聘用他，但是呢，他离开公司的前提呢，一定是这个原来的公司呢给他开除了，他自己呢不能够主动的提出解约工作的合约。在这种情况下，他努力的在 push the limit， 但是老板知道他的purpose 就是不开除的。Well, that's for today's idiom, push the envelope.
Okay, great.
And now let's continue our topic of magazine.
Yes. Well, we found out from the article that we've been reading that the magazine has so many benefits, a lot of different areas where the phone or some sort of technology or technical device just cannot substitute the magazine.
Right, particularly like, you know, the replacement in the bathroom.
Yes, that's right. You know, the bathroom is a dangerous place for electronic devices.
Well, there are still some huge potentials for magazine waiting us to tap.
Okay, so let's get started. We have two more reasons for you today why you should continue reading or using magazines.
Right, so let's look at the vocab first.
Now it's time to hit the books.
Today's first word is substitute. Substitute. S-U-B-S-T-I-T-U-T-E. Substitute.
今天的第一个单词 substitute 翻译成中文呢是替换。
Next is the word drizzle. Drizzle. D-R-I-Z-Z-L-E. Drizzle.
第二个单词 drizzle 是我们在播报天气预报的时候经常听到的一个单词。今天早上有一些drizzle 翻译成中文是小雨。
I like this kind of rain because drizzles are quite refreshing. It's just that light rain and you can even go outside and not really get that wet.
Right, also very romantic and poetic.
Yes, just that quiet, soft rain.
Yeah, really you can walk in the drizzles and you can reading a novels, but in the, not in the downpour, right?
Right. Also, drizzle could be used with other things. Like, for example, when you're eating something,you can drizzle a little, like for example ice cream, you can drizzle a little bit of chocolate sauce on there. Or you're eating cake, drizzle a little bit of syrup on there. So drizzle could be used with food as well.
同时呢这个 drizzle 这个单词呢可以用在我们在准备食品的时候来轻轻的来什么倒东西，比如说呢把这些东西慢慢的倒到另外一个东西当中，用这个单词呢 drizzle.
Yeah, so you could say like drizzle on the chocolate syrup or
mm-hmm.
something.
Yep.
Next is the word awning. Awning. A-W-N-I-N-G. Awning.
下一个单词 awning 翻译成中文是雨棚。这个雨棚呢，它是指呢，在很多城市呢，它的这个路边的人行道的上面呢，会有一个 awning。它在阳光明媚的时候呢，可以遮住这个太阳，同时在下雨的时候呢，作为一个雨棚来使用，非常便民的一个 facility。
Yeah. Next is the word quintessential. Quintessential. Q-U-I-N-T-E-S-S-E-N-T-I-A-L.Quintessential.
下一个单词 quintessential 翻译成中文是精华的最好的那一部分 the best part of something.
Next is the word murky. Murky. M-U-R-K-Y. Murky.
下一个单词 murky 翻译成中文是不清楚的或很脏的。
Yeah, so we could say the water is murky.
Murky.
Like for example, if you've ever went swimming in a lake,、mm-hmm. well, if it's very shallow,As you're walking, your feet are kicking up the sand and the dust from the lake bottom, and so the water gets very murky.
Murky. Mm-hmm.
Next, we have the word autograph. Autograph. A-U-T-O-G-R-A-P-H. Autograph.
下一个单词 autograph 翻译成中文是签名，特别呢是明星见到他的粉丝的时候呢，很多的粉丝需要在他的比如说本上啊，有的时候在他的 T 恤上面呢签上他的 autograph 签名。
Okay, lastly we have the word patronize. Patronize, P-A-T-R-O-N-I-Z-E, patronize.
最后一个单词 patronize 翻译成中文是惠顾某一个地方。比如说你作为一个客户，经常惠顾这家商店，就可以用这个单词 I often patronize this shop, or this shop is always patronized by the local residents.All right, let's go to number 5 and number 6.
All right, the fifth reason why magazines are so great is magazines are good substitutes for umbrellas. Sudden drizzles. Who hasn't been caught in one without an umbrella? If you are a guy, you can suck it up and run to the nearest awning. No fuss. Women, on the other hand, won't do that if they had a choice.Well, they have nothing to fear if they have the latest issue of Elle in their stamp. They simply shield their head with it as they fashionably run over puddles in their high heels to catch a cab in a quintessential New York moment. Newspapers won't give you the same effect, unfortunately. The Post will leave ink stains on your hands, and murky fingers were never in style.
看看第五点，我非常喜欢的是杂志呢，是我们说雨伞的最好的替代物。那么它的场景当然是下雨了，我们生活当中都遇到这种情况，走着走着突然下起雨来了。那么这种情况发生，作为男士来讲呢， the first reaction 第一反应是赶快跑，不管是在哪，只要是能找到一个能够躲雨的地方， awnings, maybe a shelter, anywhere you can hide doesn't matter, as run as fast as you can, right?
Yeah, that's right.
那么男的呢，主要说一见到雨呢撒腿就跑没有关系，但是呢对于女士来讲呢，会有失她的风度和有时它的文雅，女士需要一个非常从容的、非常优雅的方式来避雨。So women should find a shelter in a graceful way.
Yes, well, it's not that easy because you know what? I think especially in Beijing, this is applicable because you can look at the maybe the weather report, no rain the whole day, but still.In the summertime, you'll get one of those just weird, strange rain to catch you off guard.
Right, unexpected rain or downpour, right?
Yes, so if you're a girl, for sure, carry a magazine, maybe a fashion magazine, like in the article it mentions, the latest issue of Elle magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you do, it will really be your best friend in one of those light or maybe even heavier rains.
Right, 但是如果女士手里面拿了一本杂志的话呢，你就可以有更多的选择，就不需要了非常匆忙的去找一个躲雨的地方，你只要需要呢把这个杂志呢从容的放到自己的脑顶，然后呢轻盈的跳过那些雨坑，然后呢找一辆出租车上车离去，这是一个非常文雅非常优雅的方式来避雨。这同时文中提到了 quintessential New York moment, 是纽约市井非常经典的一幕。那么可能说这种场景呢在纽约会经常发现， not in LA.
No, not in LA, because in LA, it does rain, but not as much as it's going to rain in New York,
New York.
And everybody drives a car,
right.
So you probably don't need to catch a cab.
Right. 那么同时呢，我们在北京如果看到下雨的话呢，女士跟男士其实都一样的，大家拼命的往家跑，或者说找一个能够避雨的地方。They don't care about your style.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what? I like how the article says men in general can suck it up.
Right.
That means, well, we just try to be tough and
right.
deal with it. We're not going to run around in a fashionable way.Sometimes I've even seen men, they just drive through the rain, like they don't even care, like it's not even raining. They just get really, really wet.
Right, they are really the champion, they are the hero, right, in the rain.
Yes, but yeah, usually girls need to protect their hair a little bit or
right.
something that they spent some time on.
So, you know, in this situation, magazine becomes so handy.
Yes, that's right. But you know what? A magazine is far more useful in a drizzle or rain than a newspaper.
Right. 那么同时呢，文章把杂志呢和报纸做了一个 comparison, 做了一个比较。如果说你手里拿一本杂志的话，没有问题，它可以用来遮挡风雨。但是如果手里拿着一摞报纸的话，情况会是不同的。因为呢，如果说这个报纸被雨浇了话，或被雨淋了的话呢，它里面那个墨迹呢会流了下来。那么如果女士没有注意到流下来的墨的话，会非常的痛苦。那些墨呢会淌到你的手指上，会淌到你的胳膊上。如果不小心会淌到你的脸上的话，那是 disaster.
Yeah.If a girl is worried about style or fashion, we know that those murky fingertips, kind of black and white, or murky face, like you
right.
mentioned, well, that's not going to be in fashion
yeah,
at all.
Yeah, it's mess up your makeup on girl's face.
Permanent makeup.
Right, maybe you look like a panda.
Yeah, possibly a clown or something. A sad clown.
所以说呢，在雨天，杂志呢是很好的一个避雨的方式，但是报纸绝对不能用来作为避雨，因为呢，我们知道它里面的墨迹会让你觉得非常的难堪。So magazine is preferred on a rainy day.
Yes. Well, that brings us to our sixth and last reason why magazines are so great. Number six, magazines make good fans.Not the screaming, autograph-hungry, photo-rabid variety. I meant the ones you use to create a bit of a breeze when it's hot. This only works if the magazine is of the correct thickness. The thinner, the better. It won't work with Vogue's thickest issue ever. Online magazines can never compete with that advantage.
那么第六点提到的是 magazine make good fans.最后一个单词 fans, 大家注意了，它不是说我们中文的粉丝，因为我们知道这个粉丝和我们说这个电扇或我们说这个扇子呢，它的单词是一样的。这里面这个 fan 是扇子的意思。夏天我们觉得天很热，然后呢扇起这个扇子。
Yeah, so I like how it mentions, you know, when I say fan, it's not talking about the screaming, autograph hungry kind of fan.、
Mm-hmm. 文章一开始呢对这个 fan 做了非常生动的解释，它不是说我们生活当中看到粉丝遇到明星那种 screaming, 那种狂叫 autograph hungry, 特别渴望获得他签名那种场景，它是我们说手中夏天的这个扇子。那么这个扇子呢，它是指呢是那种在天热的情况下呢，我们需要一个 little breeze.
Yes, that's right.
但是看了一圈没有任何东西你可以用，突然发现手里握着一本杂志，那么这个杂志就可能成为你的一个扇子。
But you know what? The thickness of the magazine is important.、
Mm-hmm.
If you've ever used a magazine or a book to try to fan yourself, if it's that hard, stiff kind、
uh-huh.
of magazine or a really thick magazine,It's not a very good or not a very useful fan.
但是呢，不是所有的杂志呢都可以作为扇子来使用的。它的厚度一定要合适。如果说这个杂志非常非常的厚，它的重量达到了几斤，那么这个扇起来是非常难受的。我们也不可以拿它作为来扇子来使用。所以说，作为杂志来讲，它的厚度是非常的关键。So the thickness is critical.
But don't get too thin. I think if you have a paper thin magazine, well, it's not going to be a very good umbrella, or it's not going to be a very good fan either.
Nope. But online magazine cannot be used as a fan.
Exactly. If we're reading, something on our iPad, well, you're not going to fan yourself with your iPad, are you?
那么电子杂志呢，虽然说优势很多，但是说出现了这种非常炎热的天气的话呢，它不可能作为一个扇子来使用。所以说在这种情况下印刷的杂志它的优势就明显的凸显出来。
So let's do a little bit sum up. Alright, there's one paragraph left here to consider. These are just six of the many, many reasons why, despite the fact that we can get information online, we should still patronize the printed word. With confidence, we can say that online media will not replace print media. In fact, they can peacefully coexist, like they do now. Online magazines are good companions when you have the perfect tablet or gadget in a Wi-Fi area. But remember that technology can also fail. Don't say we didn't encourage you to get the latest edition of Cosmopolitan or Elle, or any UK magazine for chic girls, Top Gear for their men, or People for those who want to be in the know once your iPad runs out of battery or your Wi-Fi suddenly drops dead. It wouldn't be our fault.
刚才呢，我们对整篇呢做了一个总结，其中有几点。第一点，我们要注意到呢 ，we should still patronize the printed words， 表示说我们仍然要惠顾这些印刷出来的这些文章，表示说我们仍然要看那些 print out 这印刷出来的杂志。那么说，印刷的杂志和 online 它们是一个什么关系？不是说相互谁能够 replace each other， 不是相互取代的关系，而是呢，它们能够 coexist， 能够共存共荣的这么一种关系。
Yeah, we know this is important because actually, not speaking badly about rail magazines, but the online or electronic magazines, if you have Wi-Fi and you have your iPad, actually it's really quite convenient to read the magazine on your iPad.
Right. 那么电子杂志呢，如果说你有笔记本电脑，如果说它有一个 Wi-Fi 的环境，没有问题。但是呢，有些情况下呢 ，technology may let you down。那么如果说这些科技的手段或科技的这些硬件不存在的话，我们只能依赖于这些 printed out magazine， 它是我们非常忠实的一个 source of information。
Yes. So you know, it's always useful to have maybe just one magazine on hand.
Right.
Fit that magazine. Remember, not too thick.One of the little bit of thinner ones, fit that in your handbag, in your purse, in your backpack, carry it around with you at all times. You never know when you'll come in handy.
Right, 我们说呢，最后的一个建议是什么呢？只要大家出门或者在家的话，准备一本杂志就 OK 了。那么这本杂志呢，在某种情况下呢，会帮到你。那么这种情况呢，可能是我们已经讲过的在六种情况之一。可能说你需要上厕所，需要一个 something as your companion。
Yes.
如果说下雨的话呢，可以成为你的 umbrella。如果去海边的话，成为你个 beach buddy, right?
Sure.
So just have one magazine on your hand, just in case.
Yep, that's right. It's a great, great companion to have with us at all times.
All right. Well, that's it for today's Youth English, and see you tomorrow.
Goodbye, everyone. Hope to see you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM774 以及听听 FM 上收听。
Starting 外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774，京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京外语广播。
Something about your beautiful face. Innocent.